Basra chapter 3, Mishnah 5. Up until now, we've been talking about the chazaka, the presumptive ownership of land, the 3 years. That if a person's been on land for 3 years, there's a presumption that he is the owner of the land, even if someone else claims that it was his land. But if the person's been there for 3 years, so we assume that the person who's been there for 3 years is the owner, as we've explained in the previous Mishnah. Now we're going to be dealing with not ownership of the whole land, but now we're going to be dealing with chazoka, a presumptive usage of a property or a part of a property, etc. So it says the Mishnah, Eile Devarim Sheyesh Lahem Chazoka. These are items that have a chazoka. And they are Eile Devarim Sheyesh Lahem Chazoka. And there are other items that don't have a chazoka. What does this mean? Haya Mamid Bahema Bechatzer. If a person keeps his animal in a courtyard. Now what this is talking about is, as usual, a courtyard that is jointly owned by more than one person. And if somebody keeps his animal in the courtyard, this is not a chazoka. This does not create some kind of right for him that he can always keep his animal in the courtyard. So even if he's left the animal in the courtyard for a number of years, the person, the other joint owners of the courtyard, can, even though they haven't protested up until now of this particular use of the property for more than 3 years, they can still protest the use of the property. And they can say that, you know, it didn't inconvenience us up until now, but now it does inconvenience us. And then the user of the property would have to prove that he acquired this right of use of the courtyard for this particular purpose. So as we said, an animal, keeping an animal in the courtyard does not create a chazoka. Tanur v'kirayim, an oven or a stove, rechaim, a handmill, umagadal tanagulim, or he keeps, raises chickens in the courtyard, v'noisin zivlo b'chatzer, or he keeps his manure in the courtyard, ain't a chazoka. None of these things, even if they've been happening in the courtyard for many years, create a presumption of use. Aval asa mechitza lebehem to gevua asara tvachim bat. If the person made a partition for his animal 10 tvachim ha, v'chein letanur, or for his oven, v'chein lekiraim, or for his stove, v'chein lerecham, or for his mull, hichnis tarnegulim lesoy chabayis, or he made a place, brought his chickens into the building over there, v'asa makum lezivloi amuk shloisha, or gevua shloisha, or he made a place to keep his manure 3 tvachim deep, or 3 tvachim ha, harezu chazoka. So this does create a chazoka. In all of these cases, we say that if he has been doing one of these things, an unchallenged use for 3 years, there is a presumption that the other co-owners of the courtyard, let's say, gave him right to use this because he's been unchallenged for 3 years. And if they come along later and they would like to change their mind and they want him to stop, let's say, storing his animal there, he, you know, they can't. There's a presumption that he's still allowed to store his animal there unless they could prove otherwise.